Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to
Heart. Oh my, Vine Music, the Vine Music featuring Thokozo Mvambo, Wenu Ingcwele, and before Voices of Heaven, We See the People. And you are on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. And at this moment in time, I'm not quite sure. I think he is on the line. I'm so excited to be talking to Buhwabo. How are you, Buhwabo?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord. You know, I always think I know Venda, but Ichi Venda, but your name, I was like, huh? Okay. Diremini? Can you tell us?
You actually pronounce it very well. No. I don't think I will have to do any corrections on that one. It's Buhwabo.
Buhwabo.
You got it right.
All right. Yes, so what Buhwabo, is it to give? What does it mean?
Buhwabo means being kind and
okay,
extremely generous.
Sure.
And upholding all, you know, like high morals. And,
So
it was taken from, there's a Venda hymn that they sing, and then there's like Buhwabohau, pointing to God's benevolence and loving kindness. So yeah, that's where my parents got the inspiration to give me the name. Yeah,
such a responsible name, such a big
so
name.
So much pressure. So much pressure.
Yeah, I can imagine. And so, have you been living up to your name thus far?
I think, you know, like, it will be so much difficult for me to speak for myself, but those that I have interacted with and lived amongst and sort of interacted will definitely say that I've left that impression. Mm. So they say I do strike them as a kind person and a generous person. So I think
You're there, grace, somewhere.
God, to live up to that name, yeah.
Yeah. So have you ever even asked your mom and dad, guys, but such a responsible name, how did you get to it? Have they told you the story behind it? Yeah. Okay, they told you the story behind it, where they took it.
Yeah.
But now,
It was actually my mom is the one who gave me this name.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, they already had a different name. So, like, my dad was already giving me a different name. And then my mom was like, she's not feeling the name my dad was giving me. So she just kept waiting. And then what happened is that in her dream, so every time she was sleeping, she would hear people singing this hymn late at night. And like the hymn with the name Buhwabo. And then it was like for 3 consecutive nights, she says.
Mm.
And then after 3 days, she was like, when they asked her, what's his name? Like, no, his name is Buhwabo. So I guess there was an element of inspiration, you know, divine inspiration. So that's how the name came about, yeah.
Wow. And when did you grow to love your name?
When did I grow to love my name? Wow. So it's a bit of a, I'd never given it thought.
Yeah.
But I must say that the name itself was usually given to, I'm a male, so I'm a boy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was usually given to females. Like
you? Yeah.
In my,
where's
in
Moose?
In my area. So.
Yeah. So were you the only Buhwabo? Were you the only male Buhwabo?
In my area, yeah, in my area at the time. But I knew the meaning of the name, and I did not have anything against it. I kind of embraced it from my childhood, and it's Yeah, I think I just accepted it from the get-go,
wow.
You know. Yeah, from the beginning. Although at first it was like that thing of, oh, it seems like it's a female, you know, feminine kind of name.
Yeah.
But as I grew older, I realized that there are other males with a similar name.
Okay.
And then, yeah, so that's been this. I don't know if I'm answering.
Yeah, you have. Oh, definitely. You have answered that. So, Bwabo, when did you start in your ministry of music?
Music. So, to be quite honest with you, I've always, for as long as I can remember, like from around age 4, I was fond of music. You know, I would, when I see or hear music being played, I would want to imitate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you see gospel things. So I've always had this thing for gospel music. So maybe because I grew up going to church. So when I see them singing there, when I get home, I would want to do the same.
Mm.
And then primary, mm-hmm. thing around 7 years old, I started composing some music. You know, like writing some songs.
What?
Yeah, so it's something that I would say that from the time I was still, very young, that's when this whole music thing started making sense. And now when I grew up to know the Lord, that is when I realized that it's beyond just the singing,
mm-hmm.
but it has, you know, the impact that it has on me, the individual, because now I am singing to this God and now I'm getting a sense of a personal encounter as
mm-hmm.
I worship him,
mm-hmm.
but also it's, you know, affecting people around me, like to want to draw closer to him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it had these sort of, I mean, as we'd call it, anointing, where people will see that this is just beyond the beautiful voice, but there is an unction and there is something that is backing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then those who would feel down will feel uplifted. Those who feel sick will get healed.
Wow.
And that's when I realized that, okay, actually this is just beyond the singing. You know, there is something that God has given me. There's a gift.
Yeah. You spoke about mimicking, because you would mimic, come back home, mimic, come back home, sing. When did it all stop and became a relationship? Now I'm asking myself, did you have a relationship with him when you started, or it was a journey? So it was mimicking everything. I know everything about church and the composition, but I don't know the owner. I don't know God himself. I don't have a relationship. So how was it like for you?
To be quite honest with you, I got born again.
Yeah.
2008. Mm. Late 2007. Mm. Yeah. So, but I had been in church all this time. I had been singing all this time. So everything started to make sense from the time I got born again. Before that, it was just like, you know, you would just do things mechanically. You would hear this person sing this way, you would also try to mimic and sound better than them or just like them. But everything changed. And the funny thing is, it changed when I had just lost my, you know, like with boys, when you transition to like puberty,
mm-hmm.
your voice breaks. And then, you know, before you used to have this, you know, beautiful voice,
the
high notes. And then it was just that time where my voice was breaking, and then I was not able to sing as, you know, beautiful, like according to my standard at the time.
Yeah.
So then it was more of I'm in that space where I've just given my life to Christ, and now this relationship now is you are in this journey of getting to discover and know more about God, but the voice is not really giving, you know. the way you would want it to. And then I think it also kind of humbled me to to know that it's not really about me. The glory is not mine. You know, each time I hold a microphone or each time I lead a song, it shouldn't be about what I'm going to do, like my vocability, really. It should be about what God wants to do in the lives of his people or where he wants to take me and what I want to communicate with him through song, you know. That's been the experience, really.
So because it's at the beginning you were mimicking and then the next thing you yourself feel like, I don't like my voice. It's not what I desired. It's not what I wanted because it's breaking and all. And then now you're coming back. So which are the artists that you were listening to? And they would encourage you, because I think maybe at the beginning you were listening to those with high pitched voices, and now things have to change. So who are the artists that you inspired you?
The artists I was listening to at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I was actually gonna go to that part. I'm glad you asked. So I grew up listening a lot to Benjamin Dube. And I had the privilege to, Bishop Benjamin Dube, and I had the privilege to actually audition to become part of his choir. And that was in 2006.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2006. And the time he was in Venda.
Yeah.
So there was the whole High Praise Explosion choir that was going on at the time. So I went for those auditions, and that was before my voice broke, right? So I made it into the choir. I had the privilege of even co-leading the song, Nonsense Iloyam, to Benjamin Dube's song. So, and then from there, I mean, like, that was the standard to say, oh, you know what? You know that Bishop Benjamin Dube has, like,
a
very high range.
Yeah.
So now I was, like, always making sure that's the standard, you know, for me.
Yeah.
And then now when I could not hit those notes anymore, I would I'd beat myself up. I would try all sorts of concoctions and, you know, like drinking all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Just lemon, honey, you know, Hulk.
Kanti, God is defining who you are. God is separating you to who Buhwabo is.
Yeah. Definitely. But it took time for me to really come to that place of acceptance to say, look, I think I'm wired this way.
Yeah.
And this is how my tune, my sound should be like.
Yeah.
I don't need to imitate or sound like somebody.
Yeah.
It took a bit of a while. But when I got born again, getting to know the Holy Spirit and how he's a comforter and, you know, our teacher, then I got to walk the journey with him, and he made me make sense of everything. Although I prayed, I fasted so many times about the voice and wanting to hit, you know, those high notes like your Benjamin Dube and them. So, yeah, that's been the experience.
Wow. That was, I know you were really hard on yourself. You were really hard on yourself. And then what happened? How did you start then accepting who God has designed it to be and the new voice that now you heard?
Yeah. So, like I said, like from getting to know, you know, having that fellowship, that intimacy with the Holy Spirit, which is something that I appreciate so much, that from the early stages of my salvation, I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I got to know more about him, and as a friend and as my guide, and I think he just brought so much meaning to life itself, you know, and how, like, before I was born, God already knew me. Before I was formed in my mother's womb, that he had already, you know, set a purpose for my life, and how I was fearfully and wonderfully made. Like, God just made me unique the way that I am.
Yeah.
So it was like those constant reassurances from the Holy Spirit, and also just to know that it's not necessarily about just the notes. but it's the spirit and the weight behind, you know, the singing and everything. So, you know, those constant reassurances helped ensure that I embrace who I am with my, at the time, imperfections, because I felt like my voice was just so not perfect. Even at the moment, I do have moments where I feel like, you know what, I'm not really much of a better singer. But I, at the end of the day, I always have that thing of, it's not about me. The glory is not mine, but it's all about Jesus. And I will serve him even with my broken voice, even with my rusty voice, even with, you know, like as it is, I will just bring it to him, you know, and allow him to use me as he will. So yeah, so I think credits to the Holy Spirit
who
really taught me and guided me and comforted me at the time.
So your today. Song I Am Yours, is it the first recorded? Is it your debut?
Actually it's not the first I recorded. In 2017 I released a single. It's just that it's not online. We pulled it from the online streaming platforms. It's a hymn after my name, Wabuha.
Yes.
So it's the same hymn that I was telling you about. So I recorded that hymn, and then I took a break because I recorded it 2019 and then released it 2020. And then it was online for just 1 year. And then 2021 until last year, 2024, that's when I recorded again. And I'm Yours was like my second single. And then followed by the EP.
Oh, right. So tell us about I Am Yours. Where you, okay, is it a declaration? Is it a surrender song? Lord, Bona, I'm yours. If you do anything in this season, don't do it without me. So, tell us about that song.
So, I'm Yours. It's actually one of the songs from a project. I'd like to call it a project that I was working on. It's a music project of which we released an EP for that project, which we titled Confessions of a Believer. So in those songs, I just felt inspired to write, you know, lyric content and accompanied by melodies in line with a believer's conviction and confessions, because as believers, there is a declaration that, you know, the Bible talks about by your words, life and death come from the power of the tongue.
Yep.
Yeah. And by your words, you'll be justified or condemned.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so faith as well, it's not just expressed, faith finds its expression through confession, you know. So that's one of the things that I felt like we don't have to be quiet or silent believers. We need to be bold in our confession, you know, as we've believed, therefore we speak. So I was actually ministering in the lines of how do we respond? So the song I'm Yours, that thing of now that I've been saved, now that I've been delivered and ransomed and brought to Christ, what is my response to him? And then it was that moment where I'm like, I'm yours. And I belong to you alone, like exclusively. Because there's that thing of, okay, I serve God, but I still do. I believe in ancestors. I serve God, but I'm still in the world, you know. I serve God. But then it's that thing of now I'm going to make it a declaration that I belong to you alone, you know. And having been saved by grace, I will live for your glory, you know. And it also has an element, like you said, a surrender. It has an element of, you know, worship in it to say, you know what, with hands lifted up as a sign of surrender, I belong to you, you know. So it's basically a song of expressing one heartfelt worship, you know, and devotion to God in the midst of a world which gives you so many options to say, you know what, you can try this. No, you know what, God doesn't mind this. But you just need to say, I will stand my ground and I will just remain exclusively,
yeah,
you know, wholly to God, you know.
Yeah.
Fully given to God, yeah.
So somebody who listens to it, what should they be taking from it?
Yeah, so anybody who can listen to that song, number one, I'll say this, before I go on the whole spiritual aspect of things.
You can't help it. That's who Buabo is. So, yeah. Buabo? Oh, my. Buabo?
Buabo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. I think it was just a metric.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say that, well, the song itself, from just the moment the song starts, it's an excellent, excellent production, like in terms of musicality. I was working with like one of the finest, best producers we have in our land.
Mm.
His name is Debza Shigo.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one of the finest producers that we have in South Africa. So, like, the musicality of it, you know, the technicality, it was well executed. It's just excellent, excellent, excellent. So if you're a person who really loves good sound, good music,
yeah, bro.
when you listen to this song, you will really appreciate the excellence in it, and it's all to the glory of God, you know.
Wow, so you gave him all the excellence that he deserves. It's not a Solanka kind of song. It is
No. And this I'm not just saying to hype myself up or anything or hype anyone up. Like, people who have listened to it have come back to us with, you know, all the comments and feedback, and they just kept on saying the level of production and excellence in, like, the musicality is just next level, you know. So that's the first I will say. And then there's also the vocal ability part of it. We went all out from the BV, like, it's excellent execution. And the lyric content, like the message, so you will get you will hear everything that is being ministered there, and there's also the anointing that backs this music up, where you will feel the need not to just not to just idolize the artist, but you'll feel the need to really draw closer to Christ. And most importantly, there is a preaching in the song, like there's. You'll get the word out of this song, you know. So there's like a proper word of exhortation for if you're that person who is going through a difficult season and you don't know where God is, and you have all of these questions. There is a word for you in that song.
Okay, then. You know? That is so beautiful. That is so awesome. And may it bless each and every person who will be listening to it. May you get something from it, whatever that you need from the song, may it minister unto you. So if I would try to say it in Tshivenda, would it be correct to say, Ndiwabo bayete mudzimu?
Yes, babote.
Babote.
Wow.
Oh, yes, babote. Yeah.
I'm impressed.
And that is, that is Buabo Ramulwela in the background. Yes. I am yours, family. We're coming back.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng. On Radio Pulpit.
Wow. I'm wowed, Buhwabo. Ah, family. Those are sounds coming there from Buhwabo Ramulwela. And the title of the song is I Am Yours. It's so world class, Buhwabo. Buhwabo, are you still there?
Hear me.
Now we can hear you. Why? You should just climb a tree, Buhwabo. Just climb a tree. Go to the roof. Then we will hear you much better. So who inspires you right now? What a voice. And everything that you spoke about there, the works are awesome. You know, the sound is so good as well. It's so world class. Who inspires you now? Because you had to move and shift and find who you are. And you had to also find your own voice. Who inspires you, and how did you get to find Buhwabo at the end of it all?
Yeah, so sure. Like, I mean, to be quite honest, it's a tough one to say, where do I get the inspiration? Who do I look up to? Who inspires me? But I mean, my sound is more your Christian contemporary sound.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, if you're to listen to it. So, particularly with that song in particular, when I wrote it, I think most of the inspiration was from, I was listening a lot to Hillsong music.
Okay.
And so, by the way, that song I wrote it around 2016, 2017. And I only got to record it like 2024.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, I listen to a lot of artists. I'm not so picky. I listen to your Dr. Toomey. Local artists, I listen to Dr. Toomey. I still listen to Benjamin Dube. I listen to your Kayam Tetwa, your Nube Kombata, you know, just to mention a few. But and my friends who are also in the industry, Ditero Maubani, Worship Saints, and, you know, like a lot of other artists as well. So these are people that I listen to from time to time. And,
yeah. And I must say, you don't sound like any of them.
Yeah. So I still manage to find
come
my
out,
own
yeah.
sound in
yeah.
the process.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
I listen
to them. I don't think I listen to them with that issue, with that thing of, I want to maybe write a song like them.
Yeah.
But I listen to their music to draw closer to God.
Awesome.
And then when it comes to finding my own sound, I don't know. It just happens. You just find that element and, you
all
know.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is your second single and you have released an EP. What's happening? How do we find your music? Where's your EP? How do we get your EP as well? What can we expect more now that you have released all of these?
Yes. So, thank you. Thank you so much. My EP was released last year, 2024, I think, around October, if not September, around about there. So it's available on all digital platforms. If you just go Confessions of a Believer, Vuhwabo, that is Vuhwabho, then you'll find, it's about 4 tracks, if not 5 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And then those songs are like, it's similar, you know, quality of music, like what you've heard from this single. And I am available for bookings as well. I mean,
mm-hmm.
when you're asking about mm-hmm. what to expect from here, I think I'm at that point where I feel it's time that we, you know, let the light shine.
Because mm-hmm.
all this time I've just been like, I'm not sure about this thing. So, I mean, if there are people who would want us to come and be a blessing,
yeah.
you know, in their events and, you know, gatherings
yeah.
of worship,
mm-hmm.
We are available. So we do have a Facebook page. It's Vuhwabo Hao Ramurera.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find me then. And also on Instagram at I Am Vuhwabo. And then at I Am Vuhwabo. And that's on Instagram. And I think that's at the moment. Those are the main public social media. And also on TikTok, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me there if you search for Vuhwabo Ramurera.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you want to connect with us, you can follow or drop us a message. And then we will follow you back.
Mm.
Oh.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Not sure about following back, but
you just declared you can't change now, too late.
But yeah, but you can find us on all those platforms.
Awesome.
And I think from here the next project we are embarking on is just to make sure that we put some visuals to these songs. So they will be available very soon on like your YouTube channel and also on your, what's this, your One Gospel or like other shows that do play gospel songs. So that's the next project we are embarking on.
All right. Buhwabo, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. And we wish you all of God's best. And yes, may your music grow, touch more lives, heal, restore. And also bring back I love the quality, the true quality of gospel, bringing it back. Thank you so much for giving God your best, giving God excellence as well. So keep growing. And thank you so much for talking to us. We can't thank wait you. To get more of your music. Ungasincishi, because the first single, we don't have it. Why? We should be the first one. So even the EP should come here.
No, it's going to come back. I'll make it up. I'll make it up to everyone. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we wish you all of God's best. And may numbers 6, 24 to 26 keep ministering unto you on a daily basis. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. Thank you for having me on the show. Really appreciate.
Wow, family, what an awesome time we just had with Buhwabo Ramulera. And yes, let us go support our own. Let us download their music, let us support them in any way that we can. And you just heard how awesome the sound is. He has given God excellence. That's what he has done. Buhwabo Ramulela. I am signing out. You and I are meeting on Monday on Heart to Heart from 12 to 3 ear. Up until then, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. And we say hello to Germany Johan Els. Do enjoy the rest of our shows. Next up is Germany Johan Els on Something Else, and afterwards, Lukom Kwedi Puti on Spectrum. And afterwards, we have the IM team, the IM youth team coming through. So, yeah, have a great weekend. Hello, Germany. Leaving you with the sounds of Tot Dulani, the anthem.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.